Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
That's what Mike said last night in Laurel, Mississippi. Pass that bottle of wine to me. Mike is not here today. It is his birthday weekend.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, 177 years young.
Oh. Yeah.
But you may have heard another voice here. You've heard the name many times. But my girlfriend Heather Dennis is in today.
Hello, everybody.
And she is going to be helping me out with this. We have a great guest coming up later on in the show. We love her. We love her so much. The adorable Tori Blackman from WKRG. Tori
B. Supergirl.
Yeah, Supergirl. She is a Supergirl, and she is Supergirl. And we will discuss some of the cosplay stuff with her, because I'm glad you're here for this, too.
Oh, okay. I don't know much about cosplay.
Yeah, but you do know about Halloween.
Yes.
Yeah. The nappies came out this week, so we're going to spend a good deal of time talking about where the people of Mobile got it wrong and where they got it right. lots of things going on in the world today. Let's try to avoid talking about most of the bad stuff.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Leanna is here, and we got the Facebook Live going. Phil's back there answering calls, so we're going to have a good time. And first, like I say, let me introduce you to my girlfriend, Heather Dennis. And she is now blushing and giggling. Heather and I met in the food service industry, working at a restaurant. She has a little background in the food industry and food service industry enough to make her put her degree to use and get a real job.
Yeah. I started out at a humble job at Sonic Drive-In, and Stu came in and rescued me from there, and we went on to work together at Bond's Bistro there for a little while.
And Bellisera Gardens.
That was fun.
That was one place where I got to really show off cooking.
Mm-hmm. And we got really creative over there,
which I enjoyed greatly. Restaurants, a lot of the ones that I've been headed up the menus has been more of the pub grub thing, so I didn't really get to show off any of the fancy chops like I had learned under my good friend John Gibson at Little House Midtown. He and Mark Walden were the first to the haute cuisine, as the French like to call it, to give me that introduction into that world of fine dining, and it is a lot of fun. It is something I truly enjoy, but now I'm a butcher.
And that has been very fruitful for us at home, personally.
Oh, yeah. I imagine.
Yeah, knowing when the sales are coming out, what's coming up, it allows me to go ahead and plan a menu. And like 2 weeks ago, we had Boston Butt Twin Packs for 99 cents a pound.
Wow.
And I actually didn't buy any of the Boston Butt that week because we don't have enough freezer space to put that in there.
We need a bigger freezer.
Yeah, but we have learned some new things. Cuts. Everyone's familiar with pork steak, which is cut off of the Boston Butt, but less popular, and I think we both agree just as good, if not better, were the pork sirloin steaks, which just have one small little bone in the center, and the rest of it is meat.
Yes.
It's a little leaner, but it doesn't eat leaner. It still has that tenderness, that flavor, and everything that you expect, because it's still pork. And that was a good one to discover, and it's very inexpensive. In fact, we've got that at Rouse's right now for 99 cents a pound.
Oh, on the have family to check packs. That out.
Yeah. And
need to bring more of that home.
Yeah. I plan to Monday night. I'm going to do some shopping because I got to pick up some stuff for our buddy Kevin that cut our yard. So I'm gifting him with some stuff, and I think he's going to be happy too. And I think we're both excited with all this sirloin pork that we have on sale. We're going to have pork crown roast tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds very elegant. You know, ooh, such an expensive cut. The roast I got was a little under $5.
Do you know what you're going to do with that?
I'm going to roast it.
With what?
with heat and no. We have some purple basil that's just going crazy on our deck right now. Rosemary everywhere. So I'm thinking I'm just going to mash those up really good and just do a good herb, salt, black pepper, and garlic rub on it.
I like it.
Yeah. And
taters.
Is that I was going to say, I have been thinking like a broccoli casserole or something, but taters are always good. I'm really enjoying this learning about these new cuts and things. There was something else I did at 4th of July was the pork brisket bone.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's the bone they cut off of spare ribs to turn them into St. Louis ribs. And as far as just looking at it like a rack of ribs, it looks terrible. But it tastes exactly like St. Louis ribs because that's what it is. And I just pulled it off of the little oddly shaped bones. And then we had pulled rib meat, essentially.
And, y'all, that was probably some of the best meat I've had in a really long time. It turned out absolutely incredible. I can't even tell you about it. It was a beautiful color.
Yeah.
It was gorgeous.
It did the trick, didn't it?
And then the bark on it was incredible.
And then I did that shoulder roast, beef mm-hmm. shoulder roast, which comes from a cut that's called the clod, which is essentially the whole shoulder. In West Texas, west of San Antonio and Austin, where brisket is king, they do less of the brisket and more of this whole shoulder clod as the beef. And so I got the roast cut from that to do a small version and smoked it for about 6.5 hours over oak and pecan. And it was just incredible. I made some nachos with some of the leftovers. It's the best nachos. It makes great tacos. But we started out just eating it as Texas barbecue beef. It's been great. I've got about a 6-ounce chunk left that I'd pulled out of the freezer. Because I have a feeling I'll be making more nachos with it the next day or so.
You always surprise me. You can always pull more of something out of the freezer. You're like, hey, remember that really amazing pecan smoked shoulder? Well, we still have that. Did you know that?
Yeah.
And you'll pull it down and you'll make something equally incredible months later out of it. And I love that too.
Well, thank you. Yeah, she's a soup girl. So during the wintertime, saving things like that help to make a good soup because she loves a good soup. Mm-hmm. And she has, it is amazing to me because she enjoys barbecue once a month.
Yeah, he can eat barbecue every day.
Yeah.
I kid y'all not.
Yeah.
And
yeah, twice a month for Leanna.
I don't want it that much.
Yeah.
I love barbecue, but
and,
you're ready to eat.
Cheeseburgers, I can eat a cheeseburger every day. She paces out a little more. What she is being is reasonable. And
I get tired of foods very quickly. Like,
with
I'll
the
eat a whole
exception
bunch of.
Something. Of this woman eats a turkey sandwich from Publix 5 days a week for lunch.
For the most part, I do. I don't know how I can manage it. Sometimes I do get tired of it.
Yeah. And then she'll end up at Cheese Cottage.
Yeah.
And we went there last night.
I
for the
saw
first
that.
Time.
And
for the first time. What'd you get? Tell me all about it.
The Reuben.
Haven't had that yet.
Oh, it was heavenly. I loved it. I love Reubens. And I was between a Reuben and a Cuban. But I really love Reuben's, and it was excellent. And then we went to Old Majestic.
Oh, I haven't been there yet.
And they had a blueberry beer.
I saw that.
It is very good.
Good.
I'm not a big beer fan,
mm-hmm.
but that was really good. I liked it.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan personally of the fruit-infused beers like that. The first one I had, Purple Haze, raspberry infused from Abita, which is a great brewery. I enjoy most of their stuff, and I did not dislike it, but I never wanted another one.
Yeah, I love a Purple Haze.
Right, but and but the
that,
fruit infused beers are really upper, and you know our beer differences are a little different, and we'll talk about that in the next segment. But we're up against the break now, and folks, if you want to get in on the conversation and maybe probe Heather for some secrets about me.
I got them.
Yeah, 343-0106, or you can text us on the text line here. And I want everyone to wish Mike a happy birthday. So hop over to Facebook when you get a chance and tell him, happy 177th, buddy.
That's not nice.
And okay, 277.
Okay.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
And we are back. Once again, I am joined in studio with my lovely girlfriend, Heather Dennis. Mike is out of town on holiday, as they say over in the UK, for his birthday. He returned to his childhood home of Laurel, Mississippi.
Laurel,
Mississippi. It is a suburb of Petal, Mississippi. Petal is a suburb of Hattiesburg, which is a suburb of America. We were in Hattiesburg in May, wasn't it, for our anniversary?
Yes, in May.
Though is that your? I'm sure you've driven through. Well, I know you drove through. So when we went to North Dakota, we drove through there.
Mm-hmm.
That was where we got stopped for not having a tag because we had just bought the truck.
My sister did a stint in college out there, so we had been to Hattiesburg before. Yeah, I'd been on that campus. It had changed by the time we went.
Oh. It's certainly bigger than I remember, because the last time I was on campus was probably 88 or 89 when I was going to school in Perkinston, Mississippi, and getting ready to transfer to Southern Mississippi. And then I had the conversation with my parents of, yeah, we really can't afford that. All right. So what you're saying is get a job. Yeah. So. And that's how I got in the food industry. That's what happened there. Otherwise, I'd probably be a 450-pound band director at some middle school in the middle of nowhere.
Oh.
And still having a pretty good life, though.
Or if you had listened to your mom from the start, yes, you'd be where you are now.
My mother said, why don't you be a butcher?
Oh.
You like food.
She knew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, we have before us part of the recent nappies. I'm going to hand you the nightlife.
Okay.
I've got the eats and drinks. We're just going to go down what we can read. Apparently, when I put the new toner in our printer, I didn't recalibrate it. So some of this is blurry, which is okay because it's 8:22 in the morning and most of you are blurry as well.
Yeah, we'll just hit our favorites here.
Yeah, but I probably wouldn't have been the top of my list, but certainly a worthy recipient of best overall restaurant is Felix's Fish Camp, and I'm at a loss. Have you been there before?
I think I went years ago, probably.
Then we need to revisit. We need to revisit, and part of the reason that we haven't is because our good friend Panini Pete owns it, Seafood Shed, and he has resurrected it, and yeah, that happens on air. See, yeah. That's why it's called live radio. But he has resurrected what was already a great restaurant and really just made it a fun spot. And it's just been hard for us to go anywhere but Ed's.
Yeah,
but
once you hit that causeway, I mean.
Yeah. But we need to go back to Felix's because that she crab soup is just something you're going to die over.
Oh, I'm sure.
It is just the creamiest, silkiest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
And don't they have good West Indies salad?
If they do, I haven't tried it.
There's something to try when you go.
Yeah, exactly.
I can appreciate a good West Indies.
And their turtle soup, they have very good turtle soup as well. You can do a soup trio and get a small sampler, or the last time I went anyway, it's been a few years, of a little, like a 2 to 3 ounce cup of gumbo, a 2 to 3 ounce cup of the turtle soup, and a cup of the crab soup.
You can do
a
soup sampler. Exactly
like
what I need.
Yeah, and it's great. But, I cannot find any fault with people who think that Felix's is the best overall restaurant in the area. The view is great. The food is great. The Coopers are a wonderful family. So, have no problems with that. Best new restaurant, I can't really say that I have an issue with this because I haven't tried it. But it's hard for me to think that any place that's opened up in the last year is better than Squid Ink. Which is just phenomenal. But, again, I haven't been to Mobay Beignet Company. But we do love beignets, and it is on the list.
I see their posts, and, I mean, they look incredible.
And everyone I've talked to has said great.
The sauces are what they got going that's unique for them. And
yeah, we need to maybe when we leave here. But that's Best New Restaurant. Casual Best New Restaurant Fine Dining is Soku. Best Eastern Shore Restaurant, this, I not that I have any problems with Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. This is a very fine place, great view, all of that. But the things that we've seen coming out of Southwood Kitchen are way above what anyone else is doing right now. Jeremiah is one of our favorite chefs. It's one of our favorite restaurants, clearly.
Every menu.
But that would have been my vote. But not to say that Boudreaux's Cajun Grill is not great.
Then maybe you should have got out there and voted.
Well, you know, I was busy handling this COVID virus, baby, so that the rest of the country could continue to go on. You know, I can only do so much. I'm just mortal. Really? You're going to call me? That's Tori. Apparently, she's calling this number. But I'm going to decline that, and I'm going to hand the camera over to Heather. Could you text her? So the people on Facebook, we'll be right back with you. And anyway, we're going to go down. Best Chef, I cannot find an argument with this. Chris, and I know I'm going to ruin your name again, Raina Sheck from the Noble South. And it also lists his chef de cuisine, but my paper is blurred, so I can't read it. But that's a great one. Best Atmosphere, Dolphins.
I can agree with that.
Yeah,
I have been at the top of Dolphins, and that is the best atmosphere.
Yeah. Chef's Table. Got to sit at the Chef's Table, which if you haven't yet, Leanna, it's easy to do, especially on like a Tuesday or Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
Just call ahead, and it seats up to about 8. Okay, she's up there, good. So we'll bring her on in the next segment. But anyway, the Chef's Table seats up to 8, I believe. It's in a semicircle in the kitchen facing the glass wall looking all the way down Mississippi Sound. It's a view you don't get anywhere else in the restaurant.
They can give you some vertigo if you've got that.
Yeah.
our
buddy.
His buddy Kevin was not.
Yeah, he finally got up and got near the window. But when we first got there, even sitting at the table, he had to adjust. And I had been up there before, my brother and his wife. And we must wish my brother a happy birthday today.
Yes, happy birthday.
Well, I think, today. Mm-hmm. He and my beautiful sister-in-law are up in Birmingham. She has had some medical issues. They're getting them fixed. And the weirdest thing, they were checked out of UAB, where she went to school, and got an apartment near the hospital, woke up the next morning, and their new car was gone. Thought it was stolen. Turns out the apartment complex had it towed because someone didn't do their paperwork. So I would say that their 2-week stay at the apartment should be on the house. That'd be my opinion. Because the whole reason they needed an apartment near the hospital is in case she had to go to the hospital fast.
Mm.
And you can't do that if your car is gone.
No.
But happy birthday, Steve and Muriel. You know you're in our thoughts and prayers. But, So Dolphins atmosphere, definitely. Plus, they have a gumbo unlike any other gumbo in Mobile. It's a gumbo Zerbs, and if you are Catholic from New Orleans, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It's a vegetarian gumbo served during the Lenten period, I believe, on Fridays. And the one addition that Steve Zucker makes this gumbo is there is some sausage in it because we're in Alabama. But he smokes it. While he's making it, he's got what's called a pistol that has little wood chips burning and a hose that runs it into the pressure cooker he's making the gumbo with. So the smoke goes in, hits the condensation, and turns into its own liquid smoke.
Wow.
It is terrific. But we will do the nightlife section in the next segment, or in the last segment, because we're going to talk with Tori Blackman from WAKRG, from the CW, from Krypton. We come back in a minute. But was there anything else on this one that really jumped out to you? Best ice cream, Cammy's Old Dutch. Best Mexican, great to my buddy Frankie Little at Roosters.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely well deserved. It's so innovative what he does there. And I mean, there are other candidates for that exact thing that would have been great.
And best breakfast.
Best breakfast. Going to Bob's downtown diner. Ooh, go get you a Bailey's breakfast.
No arguments there.
We have had breakfast and lunch there since she's been working downtown a few times. And we do greatly enjoy it. Haven't been to the Spiffy Fox to try their pizza yet. I hear it is very good. You're going to have to go a long way to break us of our Sims House of Pizza habit, though. Heather was the benefit of my working there many times. Not just pizza, but calzones.
Those calzones are to die for.
Yeah, chicken, chick parm every now and then. I'd bring her one home because she enjoys chicken parmesan. Best wedding cake, Cakes by Judy. I have had some of their stuff, and it's really good.
Heavenly.
Yeah, and best barbecue sauce, Meat Boss. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk with Tori B. from the CW, talking about recipes from Rouse's and how healthy they are.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
And we are back. This is Stu. Mike is on holiday in Laurel, Mississippi for his birthday. This is the day he was hatched. At my side is my lovely girlfriend, Heather Dennis.
Hello.
Who works for Allison Harley, attorney at law.
Yes.
Yes. So,
not quite the business name, but yes.
But Allison is the wife of Chef Garrick Ogburn. And I've known Allison and Garrick for a while, and Allison needed a personal assistant. Heather had a degree in English literature, and it just kind of worked out.
Legal assistant. Legal not a assistant. Personal assistant.
Sorry, legal assistant. But right now we have on line one of our favorites in the local TV media, Tori Blackman, or as most people know her, Tori B. Good morning, Tori.
And Heather, how are y'all doing this morning?
Oh, we're doing just fine. The first thing I want to tackle with you real quick is you are well known for cosplay. You have.
I am.
Heather and I have toyed on Halloween, maybe this year, maybe next, of going as the Incredibles.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love that. That would be really good.
Yeah. So, do you know where we can get a costume?
Or how are y'all gonna? Are y'all gonna?
See, that was why we didn't end up following.
Yeah, we don't.
I don't know where to find an incredible.
Yeah, and we also need them to be able to do a Jack-Jack that will fit a Yorkie.
That's adorable.
It's your own kind of little thing. I didn't know anything about that.
Oh yeah, remember we were gonna dress Bug and Molly up too.
You gotta have a Jack-Jack, and that would work out perfect. If you had a dog, that would be it. A little Yorkie would be cute.
Yeah,
would then, be cute.
Yeah, but you are doing a series now with Rouse's, my employer,
yes.
And I have been watching them and enjoying them and sharing them, and I think our listeners and fans of our Facebook page have really enjoyed them. So I said, let's get Tori on. Everyone loves her, and let's talk. So Aww. Good morning.
Well, I love that y'all invited me on here. I haven't received a whole lot of, I guess, extra promotions or publicity outside of the station. So it just makes me feel really special. Thank you for inviting me on.
Well, I think all of Mobile thinks you're special, Tori.
Oh, well, I think I have a very special job. I mean, I'm not really the traditional journalist or reporter. I just really do the fun stuff at WKRG and the Gulf Coast CW. So I feel very lucky and honestly blessed to have that job. And I feel lucky to be able to provide it to the people of Mobile and the Gulf Coast.
Ah.
We got to have something to break up all the stuff that happens that, you know, is news, but we appreciate it, but sometimes it gets us down. So we got to have something to break up all that darker, bad news and with a little bit of lighter good news and cosplay and fun and food.
Well, you've been bringing light to my timeline. Stu shares everything, and he's been sharing a lot of your videos lately, and it's been bringing some light to my timeline.
Yeah,
so I've appreciated it.
And what's great about your recipe series that you're doing is that they're healthy. So just for our listeners that maybe haven't seen it yet, tell them what you got going on with Rouse's.
So Rouse's already has so many Eat Right recipes on their website. They're low carb. Some of them are gluten-free. They're just a variety of Eat Right healthy recipes. And when you go throughout the store in Rouse's Market, you can see little signs or stickers on their products, and those products are the products used to make these Eat Right recipes. So I have taken it upon myself to take some of those recipes and cook them in my very own kitchen here in Gulf Shores, and I video the process and share it with our viewers at the Gulf Coast EW so that they can know how easy they are, for one, and also try them themselves if they want to.
All right, because we the one thing that we routinely have with the Eat Right sticker on it in my department is the diet stew meat.
Oh,
right.
I hadn't tried that.
Yeah, which is cut from a very tender but very lean piece of usually tenderloin or something like that. You could do steak tips with it if you want. And
ooh.
Yeah, and I can give you, you can make a gravy that's actually healthy by using beef stock. And then, and a lot of purists will say, it's not real gravy, and then thickening it with cornstarch. That way you avoid the fat and you avoid gluten for people who are gluten-free.
Well, let me go get a pen and paper. I got to write this one down.
And then just do it over some brown rice.
Gluten-free, and she would like that.
Right, and then do it over brown rice.
Yeah, or some like a grain, or not a grain rice, but a mixed rice would be good.
Yeah,
brown rice.
And here we are. We're brainstorming now, and the quinoa also is a wonderful substitute.
That's what came to my mind.
Oh, I love quinoa. I love the texture of that. A lot of people, it's either you like it or you don't, but I really do like that.
A friend of mine described it as giant grits.
Yeah, it does have that same texture.
Yeah.
Except, giant.
All right. Now, your other duties, just for people who may not have seen you, I don't know how they missed you, but what else is it that the segments that you do for WKRG, the CW, and everything?
So this summer, I have started doing a really, really fun one, Destination Gulf Coast on the Gulf Coast CW and WKRG. And that is something that started out as a, I guess, idea for locals who couldn't go out on vacation, and they're having maybe a staycation this year just because of the current COVID circumstances. So I've been doing that, and sometimes you'll see me, like you mentioned earlier, dressing up as Supergirl in costume, promoting all of the CW Prime TV shows.
All right. Well, this is a question that's been weighing heavy on me. I've lost some sleep thinking about asking you about this, but
okay.
What do you think post-crisis they have done with Flash and the other shows?
Well, all I know is ever since all of those, the crossover aired, the Earth literally here hasn't been the same. And we haven't seen, you know, they cut Flash off mid-season this year. And I just think that we're going to have to stick around and see, because I don't know. Anything could happen. We have Stargirl now, and she's been really taking on some serious injustice.
Yeah, and I have enjoyed that. It started out.
I have too.
The cute little quirky high school. Okay, I see this. This is a nice little high school version. But it didn't take long to get serious and dark.
Oh, I mean, it has gotten really so
intense.
Good. Just
yeah.
The special effects, everything in that show, I really admire. And I think that they've really taken it up a notch.
Yeah,
adding all of those awesome actors in.
And like Joel McHale as Starman.
And Starman, I know.
And that was fantastic, especially when he's telling Stripey, he goes, find someone else to carry on.
Yeah.
But let me make this perfectly
someone
clear.
Admirable.
Not
strong.
You.
But not you, yeah.
I can't make that clearly enough. Not you. To me, Legends has been the best show since Crisis. It has been so much fun. It's such a quirky.
I like Legends too, just because of all the good costumes and set changes. Because, you know, I have a theater background, so that's what I really like about that show.
Yeah, and just the plot lines they've had were the least convoluted. And I know we're probably boring people right now with our geeking out, so we'll bring it back to.
Well, hey, it does remind me about something I forgot to mention.
Sure.
At the CW, we just launched another big campaign, and this one's my project. The super fans, and I have to mention that,
yes.
We've gotten with local creatives who are just like you and me, Stu, love to just geek out over, like, superhero and fandom and all things CW.
Mm-hmm.
And we, they're all local to either Pensacola, Florida, Alabama, Mobile. One guy, Malcolm, he's from Montgomery. So we've got locals who are just crazy about being fans and who are creators and doing their own thing with whether they're YouTubers or cosplayers or just content creators. So you'll have to go on GulfCoastCW.com not only to check out the Rouse's recipes, but also to check out our new super fans.
Yeah, that really sounds interesting. And I've got a good friend who I think would enjoy that. And I don't know if you know her. It's Missy Van Arnsdale, who used to work a lot with JJP. And the pictures that she has on her Facebook page when she dressed up as Princess Leia in the gold bikini, standing next to a guy who's wearing the same outfit with the Who Wore It Better.
Oh, wait. No, I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, it's great.
I have to go look that up. Yeah. I believe I have met Missy. And I know that the gold bikini is a very eye-catching look for Leia. So I'm going to go see the one with the guy dressed up, too. That's funny.
Yeah, it's a hilarious picture. And they're just looking at each other like, are we in the same outfit? It's really good. When is your next Rouse's Recipe video coming out?
So it'll come out next week, and I have to go shopping first. That's on my list for early Monday. So I don't know if I'm going to make the mango sherbet smoothie bowl or the low-carb spinach quesadillas. Mm-hmm. There's also a bacon-wrapped asparagus. I don't know. Y'all should help me decide out of those three which one I should take for the next one.
I think bacon-wrapped asparagus sounds good as a healthy meal right there.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good to me, too. Well, that one will be coming out probably Tuesday or Wednesday next week on the Gulf Coast CW webpage.
All right, and if people want to catch up on your videos, I'm sure they can catch them there. Where else can they go?
You can also go to my Facebook page or the Gulf Coast CW's page, but mine is going to be listed under Tori Blackman over on Facebook. You can see a couple of them there, and then they're all listed on GulfCoastCW.com.
All right. Tori, thank you for coming on and getting up with us this morning.
I had a blast.
And when all this COVID mess is over, we'll have you in studio, and we'll try and time it so that Patty Cakes is here from Warehouse Bakery, and you can... Leanna is looking forward to her next visit.
You keep teasing me with that.
Man, that's a tease for me every time.
Well, it was so great to be on here. And Heather, it was really nice to virtually meet you. And I can't wait to come and visit the studio.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tori.
Bye.
Bye. Tori Blackman from the CW and WKRG and Rouse's Recipes That Are Healthy. How much longer do we have, Leanna?
We have just over a minute.
Okay. David, we will catch you on the after the break. And once again, folks, happy birthday to Michael Bailey over there in Laurel, Mississippi.
Having fun.
Hopefully he's still asleep. Eating, and he had a bottle of wine. I know he posted the picture that he said, I don't know how much this is, but this is what I'm having.
That's how I make my decisions.
Well. Yeah. He never fails to eat well. He fails to eat healthy sometimes. Wow. It's funny because every Sunday it's, man, I'm starting my diet tomorrow. Uh-huh. And then the next day I see a picture of him eating country fried steak or something. Like, come on, Mike, you can do it. And he will. He's just, it's his birthday. Let's get it out of the way. And then he's going to be so hot when he gets stuffed this weekend. That's usually when my weight gets out of control and I start getting hot and sweaty is when I get off my butt. You know, it's 72 in the house and I'm sweating. It's probably time to lose some weight, which I haven't done. She's looking at me, but she she didn't know me before the accident, so she never got to really see 330 pounds, too.
That's good.
All right, when we come back, David's going to be online. We're going to talk about world food, and then Heather and I are going to go down the nightlife stuff from the Nappy Awards.
Chicken, ice cream, fish. I like ice cream. What's this? This is juice. This is juice. Uh-oh.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
And Heather. This is Stu. Mike is on vacation for his birthday. He was hatched 413 years ago this day.
Just continuously getting older every segment, huh?
Well, he gets older every second, that's for sure. Don't we all? David Hubble wants to point out, folks, that you can get frozen turkey at Rouse's, or turtle at Rouse's. Well, you can get frozen turkey, too.
Yeah.
But you can get frozen turtle meat at Rouse's if you want to make turtle soup at home. And, we have a caller. David is on the line, and the subject says world food. David, what is your comment or question about world food?
Well, I just wanted to update the listeners on the final table.
World Food,
you know, last year we were in New Orleans for the final table, which was exciting times.
Yes,
it we're was. Not. We're doing it virtually. They're in Indianapolis this year. And to recap, the 450 teams that competed in Dallas last year, we had two teams from Alabama make it to the top 10. Morgan Cheek out of Muscle Shoals, and then Matthew Statham, who is out of with Saul's Barbecue in Birmingham. His sous chefs are Dan Navarro and Dan Sun, D3. And Dan heads up the culinary program at Baldwin County Schools. They had first round yesterday. They had to cook a pork dish, and Matthew made it in the top five. He was second, I think, second highest score.
How could he not with Dan Navarro at his side? The king of course.
They're made for these competitions because they cook this stuff all the time. And they are at 9 o'clock going to kick off the second round, which, as you remember, that's the they have to replicate a dish. Chef Greg Hardesty of Studio C, who's a James Beard winner, did a duck dish last night that they got to sample and experiment, you know, kind of experience. And at 9 o'clock, the five contenders have to recreate that dish to be judged by Chef Hardesty and his crew. That will knock out two additional folks, and then the third round will be later today where they have to create a dessert, and it's some Indiana dish or something. So,
some traditionally Indiana
but we've
dish.
Got a 1-in-5 chance at bringing back the grand championship to Alabama, so we're excited about that.
And to the Gulf Coast, too, because last year's winner was from right over the state line in Mississippi.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Gulf Coast strong again.
Well, David, so is there any way to watch it online?
They'll be doing it Facebook Live.
Okay.
On the World Food Championship page and also on our Alabama Coaching page as well.
That is outstanding. David, thank you for keeping us in the loop. And, you know, we just had another World Food Championship member who is probably next year going to transfer from Team Washington to Team Alabama.
Yeah?
Yeah. Garen Allen has moved to Foley.
Has he?
Yes, and he's not going to be able to compete this year. He's taken the year off for COVID, and that's understandable. But I have a feeling that maybe in the future you may see some kind of team-up between Garen and maybe one of the chefs that hosts that radio show.
Oh, cool. That's good. Yeah, we've got – you know, we've done virtually no competitions this year, but we do have 13 qualifiers from last year or an early event this year. So – we've got a few more spots we hope to add, and World Food Championships will be in Dallas in November, God willing, and the COVID goes away.
God willing, and the infections don't rise?
That's it. All right, man. Good show. Great show, Heather. You brighten up that studio a lot. They should have you on more often.
Thanks, David.
All right, that's David Calametti from World Food Championships, folks, and Team Alabama. Thank you, David, for calling in. All right, we got a few minutes here. Let's talk about this nightlife.
The nightlife, which is what I'm all about here lately.
Yeah, she is the queen of cocktails, lady. And Rob and Andy, she has a category she thinks should be in the eats and drinks or nightlife.
I think I'm just missing it. Apparently, there's no best cocktails.
Yeah.
And so I'll just go ahead and I'll reward best cocktail bar right now. It goes to Squid Ink. I took myself there earlier this past week. Just took myself out for a few drinks. I tend to do that.
While
I'm
working.
Always at Squid Ink.
Yeah.
The bartenders there are incredible on top of that.
Yeah.
I always have really great conversation with the
bartenders. The drinks are always very creative. I mean, it's called Squid Ink, and you can get a drink that has squid ink in it.
Oh, you can?
And it's delicious.
Mm-hmm. A few of them. I had one. It's called Damn the Torpedoes.
Yeah, that's
very
good.
It's made with crack and rum and has squid ink, and it is... I had that
really
as my
good.
Dessert cocktail.
I've only had lunch there. Me and my boyfriend, that was our very first date, was there for a little lunch meeting and fell in love with it.
What'd you have?
I had the shrimp po' boy. Oh, both of us did. Oh, it was huge. It was delicious.
I'm always getting the fish and chips.
The burgers are really adventurous. The Spaniard is my favorite with manchego cheese and chorizo on it olive salad.
Yeah, this olive salad. And I don't like olives, and that olive salad is something.
Yeah. Well, she's a black olive fan.
I'm a black olive person.
I'm an all olive fan. I can't have enough different olives at the same time.
I like the Kalamatas.
The Kalamatas Greek olives are very good.
I just don't like those green ones with the...
With all the salt?
With the red thing in it.
Oh, that's the pimento.
Yeah.
You can get them without that. You can get them with blue cheese in it, and that's not going to make her any happier.
And garlic. Yeah. I like it stuffed with garlic.
Mm-hmm. Or anchovy.
Oh, yes.
That really lost her. What else on the...
We got best sports bar here. Went to Heroes.
Heck yeah.
Well deserved. That skipper sauce is something insane out of this world.
And, I don't know why they just don't call bar with best tap selection the Lodi Beer Garden category. Because until someone else comes in and has 106 beers on tap, you're never going to compete with that beer selection. And those burgers are phenomenal. You hadn't even had a burger from there yet.
I've had a Lodi Beer Garden burger.
But the pretzels they have are that's some good stuff going on there.
Poor Baby won Best WeMo.
We love
Poor Baby.
That was the first place we went for our first anniversary together. And they had something.
We went there just on a date, a random date one time.
Yeah,
we were just there.
Yeah. And
just looking for somewhere to go.
And boy, did we. I knew it was good from reputation.
I'd always wanted to go because I'd just never been there.
So then that became our anniversary spot for the first anniversary. And Kenny had something going on that night. Weston Simpson was still the chef then. And they made sure to get us a table. And we have appreciated that and the care that we got.
They take good care of us there every time.
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
By far, best bar in West Mobile is Poor Baby, especially if you are a wine person and you were like really creative, fun bar food. That was always great. Let's see. Favorite Casino, Beau Rivage. I don't know what that has to do with Mobile, but okay.
Oh, here we go. Is that best all around? I can't read it.
Yeah.
The Callahan's. Also well deserved.
Yeah, that's a great place. They've got their music back, folks. Go to Callahan's. Hey, them cutting off at 10 o'clock didn't affect them because they had to shut the music off at 10 o'clock anyway because they're in a residential neighborhood. So
And that's a good burger.
That's a good burger. That is absolutely a good burger. And just it's a place where even if it's your first time, you feel like you've been hanging out there your entire life.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, it is a great, great place. And let's see, what else have we got?
Best wine bar, went to Red or White. I work right down the road from there. It's hard not to go to Red or White every day after work.
Now, here's one we might have to put to the test. Best margarita, Taco Mama. Now,
I've been to Taco Mama.
Yeah. Neither one of us, admittedly, is a huge tequila fan.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I like the really expensive stuff, sipping it like whiskey. But we both like margaritas, so we might have to check that out, but not right now. Folks, we've got to go. I want to thank Heather Dennis for being at my side, both in the studio. Mike, have a happy birthday.
Tori Blackman,
thank you for being on the show. David Calamandi, thanks for calling in. Folks, think local, buy local, drink local. Tip your servers, because they are definitely
earning tippings.
All right. And